Good morning, everyone. Kind of a busy, diverse news day today. Earthquake in Pakistan. We've got violence in the Congo and Africa. A possible overture to talking with the Taliban from the Bush administration. We've got it all on the program. But, of course, it's less than a week away from the presidential final vote. The presidential campaign is almost over. But the polls are open. And stopping by America's exit poll this morning is Sarah Awad, who's a 19-year-old college student at Ohio State in Columbus, Ohio. Sarah, thanks for joining us.
Yeah.
And
thank you.
Tom Chapelier joins us from Omaha, Nebraska. Tom, thanks for being here.
You bet. Thank you.
Now, both of these folks are early voters. Sarah, when did you vote?
I voted about the second day I was allowed to vote.
So that's about a week ago?
Yeah.
Something like that. All right. What was it like to go in and early vote, and why did you decide to early vote?
Well, I pretty much decided to early vote on a whim. I was walking on campus, and they stopped me and told me, did you know you could early vote today? And they actually drove me from campus to where I could go vote.
So you were essentially kidnapped and taken to a polling place to vote, right?
In so many words.
Tom Chapelier, how about you? What was the voting scene like for you in Omaha?
Well, the voting scene was pretty relaxed. There was probably about 15 people coming in every 10 minutes or so and walking through and voting. When I voted about 2 weeks ago. There was no lines, so it was fairly quick. I understand this last week there's been longer lines.
Now, according to the ABC News Washington Post tracking poll, we already have a 9% turnout of early voters. So you're part of the 9% of Americans who've already cast their ballot, and it's expected that 34% of likely voters are going to vote early. Why did you vote early, Tom?
Well, I voted early. I got in the habit of a few cycles ago because the early voting location was a couple blocks away from my office. And so I just made it a habit of going voting then, get it done, get it over with.
So you're an organized, responsible sort of kind of guy who really makes sure that your life runs smoothly.
A lot of people would be surprised at that statement, yes.
Yes, I see. Well, unlike Sarah, who, of course, got kidnapped there off the campus of Ohio State University. So, Sarah, who'd you vote for?
Obama.
And Tom Chapelier, who'd you vote for?
I voted for John McCain.
Now, were you the minority or part of the majority in your Omaha early voting precinct, Tom?
I don't know. I suspect it was probably split down the middle.
How about you, Sarah?
Probably split down the middle.
Split down the middle. Interesting. Well, thanks so much for being a part of America's Exit Poll. Would you sum up the campaign? Could you give us a slogan for the campaign, Sarah? 2 years of blank?
I have no idea. I guess it's been a grueling campaign so far.
Grueling campaign. Tom, would you give us a slogan for the campaign off the top of your head?
2 years of endless slogans.
2 years of endless slogans. Fabulous. Tom Chapelier and Sarah Awad, part of America's Exit Poll, voting in Omaha, Nebraska there. That's where Tom was. And Sarah Awad voting at Ohio State in Columbus, Ohio.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.